Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things that you believe to be impossible are, in fact, very much an ontological possibility? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, it is terrifying. You see, we are at the fringe of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
Heracles, you wake up in a hospital bed.
Am I alone?
You would be alone. You can hear the steady beep, beep, beep.
Is that connected to me?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And am my effects anywhere visible?
No, you'd be in a hospital gown. Your clothes and anything that you had on you was not with you now. They didn't pack you into your bed with your books.
No. But I meant, are they?
You can see on a dresser, on a bureau in your room, there is your clothes neatly folded. So you can assume that your equipment is also here somewhere, maybe.
Is there a clock or a calendar? How long has it been?
There's a clock, yeah. It'd be one of those, not like a analog, but not even a digital, you know, one of those ones.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. They flick the nut.
It flips over. So it'd be maybe the next day.
Okay. So I've been in here for at least a day. Cause it was early morning when I went into the mine.
Mm-hmm. It would be Sunday, I believe.
Son of a bitch. All right. I go to get up.
You slowly get up onto your feet. You wince with pain immediately. You are on 3 points of lethal damage, but you're fine otherwise. Well, when I say fine otherwise, yeah, you have 3 points of lethal damage. Your willpower is, I would say,
my willpower is already exhausted.
Yeah, actually, you maybe only have 1 point. You have a point of willpower spare.
Oh, great.
If you slowly get to your feet, you wince a little bit. You feel at your side and there's like a pain at your side. You've got some cuts and bruises and stuff like that, but most of your injuries have been bandaged.
What does that mean for my health? Because I can't... some fun
I
behind
will keep
the scenes
track
chat.
Of your health. Thanks. So you have a total of 8 hit points, 3 of which are occupied by lethal damage.
Which means they're basically not there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I go through my... jacket, clothes, I assume, to see if my phone or...
What equipment did you come out with? Your phone would be there. Your phone would be in the bureau itself. You open one of the drawers and your equipment is there. Your phone is there. Any of the books or papers that you collected are also there.
Excellent. I turn my phone on. Any missed calls, messages, anything like that?
Yes. You've got several missed calls. None of them would be numbers that you recognize.
No voicemails?
Yes. You've been called by three unknown numbers, and you have maybe 4 voicemails.
I check them while I'm going through my other stuff and getting myself organized.
You call up your voicemail, and the first message that comes through is, hello, this is Senior Sergeant Michael Carmody with the Burrungung Police Department. I understand that we need to organize a date for you to come and do an inspection of the body of Jude Carroll.
Delete.
All right.
That would have been really handy had I not have run into the literal fucking creature in the mine.
The next one is, hello, this is the Burrungung Old Historical Society. Just calling to inform you that your deposit has been has been taken due to events beyond. It's like an automated message.
Delete.
The next one is, hello, this is Senior Sergeant Michael Carmody with the Burrungung Police Department again. I'm just calling.
Delete.
And then the final one is, it's Gina from the motel. Just wondering where you're at. Huh. Call me back.
All right, I slowly get myself organized. I put on my suit. I get dressed, put all my things together, and I walk out towards... I'm looking for a nurse's station.
All right, as soon as you step out, you can see there's a nurse's station almost immediately to your left. The nurse at the station looks a little... when you get up, do you... Like, the machine doesn't... Do you bring the machine with you? It's a big machine, but it's on wheels.
Oh, no, I unplug it, Adam.
All right. You don't get out of the room. The nurse comes to you. She looks very flustered. She says, can you please back into your bed?
I'm fine, ma'am. I've been through a lot worse.
All the same, I would appreciate it if you could get back into the bed, please.
How about I do you a deal? I'll get back into the bed if you can tell me where Shelley Smith is.
Shelley Smith?
She had a stroke some time ago. I was with her at the time. I called the paramedics. She was brought to the hospital.
Okay, you first, she says.
All right, I understand the game that you're playing. I'm dressed.
You're dressed.
I jump back on top of the bed and like staple my fingers like I'm being a good boy who's been told to go back to bed.
She hooks you back up to the machine. And as she does so, she says, I'll find patient records. Are you family?
No, I'm a friend of hers. I was just with her when she had the stroke. I was the one who called the ambulance. I wanted to see if she was okay.
Okay, I'll check our patient records. You need to stay here, she says.
Yes. How about we do another trade? I'll stay here if you can unplug this. I assure you, I'll tell you if my heart stops working.
Okay, I'm going to make that a persuasion manipulation, we'll call it. Persuasion manipulation check. She looks you dead in the face and she says, do you see that light above your bed? You turn, well, she gestures behind you.
Yes.
There's like three lights above your bed. There's a blue one, a red one, and a yellow one. She says, if that red light goes off, security is coming. Don't make me turn on the red light. She doesn't hook you back up to the machine. She leaves.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. I want to go through my notes, I guess, and just sort of corral stuff. Can I check the maps and find the locations of those other lock boxes? Oh, some of the notes and maps that I took were like maps of the tunnels and stuff. Can I see? Have I got any more information? He's in the mine.
I'm going to get you to make a academics intelligence roll with presumably a bonus because you have equipment in front of you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to record and recollect and build a mind palace of the mind.
Plus another two. So that's a dice roll of 10.
Give me something.
One success, two successes, three successes, four successes.
Oh, this is nice.
Three of them are re-rolls. Two more successes. So that's a beat. You.
Hey.
You find on the map several locations marked which would have those ranger boxes.
Excellent.
There is one where the Burrungung Creek meets the rail line. There's a bridge.
Which is where those photos were taken of the family?
Where the photos of Walsh's family were taken. Yep, there's a box there.
Wonderful. I circle that one in my little notes.
You find that there's a box inside, marked inside the Bismarck Goldfields and outside the Bismarck Goldfields.
Yep.
I
found the one inside the Bismarck Goldfields.
Yes. That should be it, actually, in this immediate area. There are ones further out, but like a lot further out, a day's hike away.
Those ones are the ones that will do for me. I check any of my little notes, just make a few more things. Basically, I'm trying to recall as much as I can about the mine shaft, the turns I made. If I don't have that goddamn that camera, fuck. while I'm here, I look up a sporting goods. If there's someone selling sporting goods in Burrungung, is there like a Yelp review? I ring Harry's con.
Yeah.
I look it up and I ring Harry's con on my mobile.
For highs or lows?
Highs.
No, actually, heads or tails?
Heads.
There is no number attached.
What about their general store?
Some local businesses, like they just, there's no one who's running their social media or anything that. There's nothing attached.
Oh, can I look up the yellow pages then or the white pages?
There wouldn't be one in your Like, no, oh, no, no, online.
On your phone.
Yeah,
on your phone.
You find a number.
Great. I call Harry's Con.
G'day, it's Harry's Con here.
Why, hello, Harry. It's Heracles Melville here. How are you?
Oh, my God. Are you okay, mate?
Why?
You were in, like, a mind blast or something, weren't you?
Well, I'm talking to you, so I'm doing fine. I've had weirdly worse in my time. I have an unusual request for you, Harry.
Yeah, go on then.
You sell sporting equipment.
What are you looking for?
I don't suppose too many people playing softball or baseball out in these neck of the woods. They're more likely to be playing, what's that variant you call cricket?
Yeah, we have some, cricket bats, yeah.
Cricket bats?
Yeah, we got the full kit here. Cricket bat, stumps, your ball.
Can you put a bat aside for me?
I can put a set aside for you.
I don't want the whole set, just the bat. I'll pay for the whole set, but you can keep it and give it to someone else who needs it.
Look, mate, if you're going to chuck it out, you can chuck it out, but you can buy the entire pack.
All right. Now, this bat, is it sturdy?
Boy, highs or lows?
Highs?
Yeah, I reckon so. You over the phone hear a...
He's like swinging the bat.
He's swinging it.
What's it made of? It's not one of them plastic...
Nah, we ain't got none of that plastic shit here, mate.
It's a solid wood bat, willow.
I think it might be oak.
Okay. They don't usually make cricket bats from oak, Adam, but that's fine.
You've got some awful things to learn about this universe.
Thank you, Harry. Once I'm discharged from the hospital, I'll swing by and collect the bat. Before I go, do you have any carving implements?
Like a knife?
Yeah, just a sharp hunting knife, or a fishing knife, anything like that. You carve into wood.
Yeah, we can do stuff like that, yeah.
Wonderful. I'll make use of that when I come to collect the bat.
All right.
You take care now, Harry. Now, I got a nosy question, I guess you know about my condition. Who else knows what happened to me?
Oh, I think most of the town does, mate.
Right, I understand. And the Historical Society, how happy are they with me?
The Historical Society, I don't know, mate. I guess they're, what? Why would they be unhappy with you?
Well, I don't think I'm...
Mate, accidents happen.
Yes, accidents do happen. That's correct, Harry. Well, thank you again, and if anyone's asking after me... Actually, if you see Gina from the hotel, let her know that I'm fine, and I'll be back to my room shortly.
She did ask about you.
She rang, left me a voicemail. I thought you could
relay
it.
She rang you several times. She left one voicemail, but she rang several times.
So pass my regards on to her, and Harry, this might seem like a pertinent question.
Yeah?
And I understand the laws in your country are different from the laws in my country, but... Hunting equipment, say rifles and such. I'm sure you go after wild boar or foxes.
Oh, you need a license for a rifle, mate.
You need a license for a rifle. Yeah. Where would you go about obtaining a license in town?
You go to the cop shop, I suppose.
Fair enough.
I think you might need to be a citizen, though.
Yeah. Harry, do you have a license to hunt things?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Yeah, I have a license.
So that I assume you have guns?
I have a rifle, yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. How much?
That's a check. That is going to be presents, unfortunately.
My least favorite thing.
For, I'm thinking streetwise.
Hey, I've got two in streetwise.
Yeah. Now, I'll get presents persuasion, and you'll get your bonus for a blue collar.
This is good. Come so on.
One, two, three, four dice. When you get out of the hospital, come see me.
Thank you very much, Harry. You take care now.
He hangs up.
Is the nurse back?
Yeah, the nurse comes back.
Well, how did it go? Sorry. In all of the kerfuffle, me trying to sneak out, you telling me off, me getting back into bed, I forgot to ask what your name was.
My name is Christina Nunez.
Well, it is lovely to meet you, Christina. You already know my name. I just didn't want us to be on uneven footing.
No worries. So, she gives you a, no, she's like, oh, it's, she's being kept on level 4, room 12.
Wonderful. Now, I don't want to step on anybody's toes or get anybody in trouble. And I certainly don't want anyone to feel the need to press a certain button that'll turn on the red light. But am I able to go for a walk through the ward?
You'd need to get permission for that from, I think, your doctor. She, like, grabs your chart and looks at it. Your doctor is recommending bed rest for now.
Yep, wonderful. What time do you take a lunch break?
All right. That is going to be... All right, manipulation.
Can I try to sweeten it a bit?
Yeah.
You see, Christina, I understand the position that you're in. You were doing a job, and your job is caregiver. And I must say, you're doing an exemplary job in this ward. Now, I also understand that I'm something of a nuisance patient with all these requests and the fact that I try to leave my room. Now, I want you to get in trouble for doing your job. So if I were to do the wrong thing when you were not doing your job, then you would not get in trouble for it. So I ask again, when do you take your lunch break?
All right, so I'm going to make that manipulation persuasion, but I'm going to say it a negative two. So it's four dice for your total. She sighs heavily and says, just go.
Thank you, Ms. Nunez. I promise I'll be 5 minutes, and then when the doctor's here, he won't even know I'm gone.
She...
That was presumptuous of me. I apologize. I walk out of my room gingerly, okay. Yep. With my notes, and I take my notes and things, mm-hmm. And I head towards level 4 room, the number that you said, Adam, that I have 12. Forgotten.
Level 4, room 12. You get there. You can hear just a faint... inside.
I walk in.
You open the door.
Yes.
You open the door. There's a big room. It's for 6 beds in total, but only one bed is occupied in the far back corner. You know the screen that can be drawn around hospital beds? The screen is drawn around that bed. You can see a figure through sunlight. You can see a figure lying down in the bed, and you can see something big and bulky standing next to the figure lying on the bed. Every now and then, you see... And with that, the bulky figure shifts slightly.
I'm not a fucking idiot, Adam. It's a respirator. Miss Smith. Shelley.
No response.
I peer back the curtain.
There is a respirator.
Of course it was a respirator, Adam.
You were a bit scared, though.
Yeah, I
you
was.
You were not 100%
no,
sure.
No, correct.
There is a respirator connected to her, quite clearly breathing for her.
She's unconscious.
She's unconscious. Or asleep.
Does it seem like she's unconscious?
Well, I'd get you, I guess, to make a medicine intelligence check. So that is...
Oh, I have 1 in medicine.
Yes. That was a dice pool of 5 in total.
Let's see how we go.
She appears to be just sleeping. You can see that she is doing okay.
I pull up a chair and just sort of sit there for a bit. Does she wake up sort of in the little bit that I'm there, or does she seem like she's really fast asleep?
She seems fast asleep.
I very gently talk to her to rouse her from sleep. Just, Shelley.
Eventually you rouse her. Her eyes like flutter open and she rolls over to look at you.
Hello, Shelley. Don't rush it. Do I look like shit, by the way, Adam? I was in an explosion. Am I...
Yeah, like I said, you're covered in cuts and bruises, dude.
I look fucking wrecked.
You look like you had a disagreement with the lawnmower and the lawnmower won.
Does she react to the fact that I look like dog shit?
Her eyes have a little bit of trouble focusing on you, and you think she can't see you properly.
Shall I don't know how you're
going. She had glasses as well when you saw her.
Yeah, and she's had a stroke.
Yes.
I don't know how well you're doing, but if you can understand me, just nod your head lightly or blink.
Stephen.
No, no, it's Heracles. Heracles Melville, the investigator.
Stephen.
I found him, Shelley. I found him. He's living in the mines. He's got a whole setup down there, paintings, food. He's a good cook. He had booby-trapped this whole place. It blew up and he nearly got me. I nearly lost an arm, but I know where he is, Shelley. He's
down in the mines.
Kill him, Stephen.
I'll do my best. I'll do my best. I just wanted you to know that I'd found him.
She looks away from you and just kind of starts staring at the ceiling. And she says,
kill him, Stephen. Kill that patchwork freak.
I'll leave you be, Shelley.
I leave.
You go back to your room?
Mm-hmm. I've got all my stuff, don't I?
What do you mean all your stuff?
I took all my stuff. All my notes and things, because I was going to show them to her, but
she's
out of it.
You did.
Hey, Adam, guess what?
You just leave.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck Christina Nunes, I guess.
She knew I wasn't going to come back, Adam.
She did not. No, look, that is some cast level fucking rewriting history. All right. So you just, no one stops you. You just get out the front door. Maybe as you're leaving, the nurse at the front desk says, I hope you have a lovely day.
I will. Yes. Can you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Nunes is caring for a friend of mine. Tell her I'm awfully sorry I couldn't see her before I had to leave.
She takes out like a pen and paper, writes it down. Nunes on level 2?
Yes.
That's correct. All right, cool. I'll make sure she gets this.
Thank you very much.
Get a beat. That's very funny.
Somehow worse. I head to Harry's con.
How?
How far away from town am I?
You have no idea.
I go back inside. Oh, no. I call a cab on my phone. Oh, there's no taxi service in town, is there?
If you call, you would find that you could probably get a cab. It's expensive because they pay to send it to you.
I don't ring the cabs. I ring Gina.
Hello?
Gina, it is Heracles Melville.
Heracles, how are you?
Well, I've been better, but I have also been worse, so I take that as a win.
I was going to come see you. You're at the hospital.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hospital, yeah?
Yeah, I've just been discharged, actually. I was wondering if you could do me a small favor.
That is subterfuge plus composure. You have 1 in subterfuge, 3 in composure, dice pool of 4. Let's see some successes. Yeah, all right, I'll come on over.
That'd be fantastic. Obviously, I don't have
a
car.
Maybe half an hour?
Yeah, certainly. That's fine. What's the hospital near? Anything?
Burangong Hospital, I guess you'd be near, nothing of interest, to be honest. It's kind of in the middle. It's not got a lot around it. I guess there's like some nice shops out the front. Sure enough, you can see across the road. There's like a strip mall sort of thing. The sort of thing where, you know how you can have a regional supermarket shopping center, a regional shopping center that is 90% one chain building?
Adam,
you know what I mean?
I grew up in a town that had exactly that.
Yeah. There's like one, I don't know, maybe like Target Country.
Yeah.
And then like a fish and chip shop and maybe a grocer.
Am I hungry? I think I'm hungry. I haven't eaten anything for ages.
You're probably starving, yeah.
Yeah.
You're starving.
I'm going to head to the fish and chip shop across the road. I'll see you soon.
I'll see you then.
I head across to the fish and chip shop and order a hamburger. With everything. What is the lot?
Oh, the lot. It's got, he gestures. It's probably written right. Oh, no, 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 it's not.
No, it's not.
it's got your lettuce, your bacon.
Yeah.
Your patty, of course. Tomato, beetroot.
You put beets on a burger.
Yeah. Your pineapple, an egg. Chuck an egg in there. Bit of sauce. Bit of different sauces. Bit of mayo. We can do mayo as well if you like.
I will have one of those, thank you. Give me a lot.
I look like shit too. This is so good.
Your clothes are fucking filthy, dude.
How long did that take? About 5-10 minutes to prepare?
Yeah, thereabouts.
Wonderful. I'm going to go next door to the Target Country, and I'm going to get out to buy something a bit nicer than these shabby things. I'll be a moment.
They're probably charred. I was in an explosion.
Yeah, your clothes are fucking filthy, dude. They've not been washed.
No.
They've got blood and God knows what else on them.
I like that this guy's just like, yeah, I'm going to sell this motherfucker a hamburger with the lot.
He didn't care, whatever. This guy, you don't even look like the first person he's seen like that today. He is so unfazed.
He works opposite the hospital.
Sure.
So many people are like, oh, I've been stabbed. Better get a cheeseburger first.
That is so country, Australia.
I go to the Target
cheeseburger on the way to a fucking ER. Sorry, go on.
I just grab some clothes from the Target, buy them, change into them. I'd like to imagine, though, that, Adam, it's a Hawaiian shirt.
You could get a Hawaiian shirt if you wanted to.
I got a Hawaiian shirt.
Lots of flannel.
Pair of jeans.
Target and Country, loads of flannel.
Yeah. Is there like a nice blazer?
It's a Target Country, dude.
So,
oh, no, there'd be blazers. There wouldn't be nice blazers. Well, no. You can't get a nice blazer at Target.
You probably could. City Target.
You and I have a different... No, you and I have a different idea of what a nice blazer is, it seems.
Apparently, you're elitist fuck. Shitting on Country Target.
I'm shitting on Target in general. Not Country Target. Country Target's amusing, but no more so than regular Target.
I throw my other clothes in the bin.
Okay.
And I come back to the fish and chip shop. And I get my burger, Adam. And I hope it's delicious.
Right before he's about to hand you the burger, he like pulls it back for a second. He says, wait a minute, who are you? He laughs and then gives you the burger.
I'm still getting used to that Australian sense of humor. Thank you for the burger. You mind if I just sort of sit here and eat it while I wait for my friend to come pick me up?
There's tables and chairs, yeah.
Wonderful. I ate the burger. Is it one of the best burgers I've had in a long time, Adam?
How's it Lowe's?
Lowe's.
Lowe's? That would depend a lot on your definition of a good burger. Do you like pineapple and beetroot in a burger?
Tom, yes. Heracles never had it.
Heracles does not take kindly to beetroot and pineapple in a burger, it would seem.
That is an interesting combination of flavors and textures.
You can finish it without picking them out, but, like, you probably don't want to.
I push through.
All right, that's fine. After 25 minutes-ish, a car pulls up in the parking lot.
Is it Gina?
Yeah, it's Gina. You can see her in the car. You can tell her from her massive... She's got, like, this... like, imagine the layer buns, but imagine they're fucking massive. Vibrant pink hair.
My God. Gina, it is wonderful to see you.
Could say the same for you.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily true. I look like I've been at a boxing match with a lawnmower, and the lawnmower went 5 rounds up.
I still wouldn't want to have been the lawnmower, she says. Laughs.
Well, you should see the lawnmower. He's... got respiratory problems.
Crazy. She like she grabs your face from both sides and turns your head to look at your guts.
Yep, crazy. They're all real.
They let you out like this?
Why don't we just say yes, Gina?
She does not question that. All right, you both hop into her car?
Tell you, if it's all right with you, I'd love to go back to the hotel. I need to rest, shower. I'm wearing these clothes, but they don't feel very me, and I've got more at home, and... I've got to write some notes and do a few things, and I suspect I should go to the Historical Society to apologize for whatever transpired in that mine.
Say no more, darling.
Anyone come looking for me while I was in the hospital?
Yes, actually. Lily Rose came round to see you.
Wonderful. Well, I I might pay her a visit, actually. How'd she seem?
No more distraught than usual.
Yes. When was this?
She's like pulling out of the driveway and into the street, up into the main road or whatever. There's a set of lights that's, yeah. So as you're pulling out of the car park, there's a set of lights to get onto the main road. So you're looking across the main road at the hospital.
Yes.
You see around one side of the right side of the hospital, where the hospital grounds kind of hit a fence and then forest, you see a big silhouetted shape wearing a coat and with a hood slowly retreat back into the forest.
Gina, stop. We're already stopped. Gina, where does what that forest there next to the hospital, what is that? That bushland.
You would actually know that. That's the Rockfield Bushland Reserve.
Rockfield Bushland Reserve. What's in there? Anything? Any landmarks? Any tourist areas? Picnic areas? Camping grounds? Anything?
No, it's a reserve. There's nothing there.
Anything that goes underground into the mines?
No, the mines are south. Southwest, I suppose.
Son of a bitch followed me. Gina, we better get cracking. I got a lot of work to do and not a lot of time to do it in.
All right. Gina seems a little concerned, but not overly so. What was I saying, she says?
Oh, you were telling me about Little Rose Carol. She seemed upset.
She seemed no more distraught than usual. She gave me a note, actually. It's back at the motel.
That's right. I'll read it when I get back. I'm looking at that forest. Was it looking at the car?
It was looking at you.
Well, you know where to find me then, you ugly son of a bitch. Apologies for my language. I'm a bit frazzled from everything that happened, as I'm sure you can understand.
Oh, and we got a call. Oh, yeah, no, and someone else tried to contact you. I took another note. I forget the name.
From town, or?
Yeah, someone from town. The call came from the hospital.
From the hospital? Was this just before you came to collect me?
I assume it was some doctor trying to contact you or something like that. That didn't make any sense, though. I don't know. Actually, at the time, I thought it had something to do with how you'd been rushed to the hospital. Oh, well, anyway, what was that one? Yeah, I was in such a fluster yesterday. It was...
Was it a woman's voice?
Yeah, it was a woman's voice, older. Right. She wanted to tell you that it knew you were hunting it.
Was it Shelley Smith? The librarian? She has a strange...
Shelley Smith, that was her name. Did she used to run the library?
She still does run the library.
I've never been there.
She had a stroke in your hotel room the other day. We were talking...
That's right. That's how I knew her name.
Fuck, you're the most infuriating person in the world, Adam.
So what time yesterday? I need you to be very, very specific, Gina.
Two-ish, maybe?
Two in the afternoon. And when did you find out that I was in hospital?
A little bit after. I thought it was a bit strange, but it would have been, like three-ish. I found out.
So you got a call at 2 p.m. from Shelley Smith for me saying it knows you're hunting it. And then, which you didn't think was that altogether strange. And then you got another call saying that I was in hospital, or you heard it on the proverbial grapevine.
Yeah. Well, I know why you're here.
You do?
Yeah. You're like hunting yowies and stuff like that. You don't need to hide around that for me. You're like one of them US Bigfoot hunters or whatever, right?
Ah, so Adam, I'm in two minds right now.
Yeah?
Because right now I have an ally. Calling me a Bigfoot hunter? It's so insulting.
Gina, you are close, but in the same regard, you are a mile away. I'm not what you call a Bigfoot hunter. Those people are insane and... Frankly, I do not count myself among them. No, I'm an academic, a researcher. As I said, my research is housed in what I like to call the ontologically problematic. Something that should not exist in this reality and yet does. So I guess technically a Bigfoot or a Yowie falls into that category. How did you come to this conclusion?
Well, you've not exactly been quiet about it.
Well, no, but I was telling people that I was looking into tall tales of small towns.
Yeah, and then it knows you're hunting it?
Gina, I don't think I gave you enough credit before, but you're sharper than I thought.
She laughs. I'm going to give you a willpower point back for your... Wait. What is your... Yeah, arrogant. Feist. Yeah, you get a willpower point back for being arrogant.
All right, are we back at the hotel yet, Adam? I just want to be back at the hotel.
You eventually get back to the hotel.
Great. Do you have the messages from Lily Rose and...
She hands them both to you.
Thank you. So the one is Shelley Smith, and it literally says it knows...
It literally just says it knows you... It says, tell Stephen in room and then your room number that it is hunting him.
Gina, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Stephen, the older gentleman whose family were horribly killed in that horrific incident many years ago.
Is that who she meant?
I think so. Has she ever stayed in this hotel? Has he ever stayed in this hotel?
No.
She's confused. The stroke. I saw her at the hospital while I was in there, and she thought I was Stephen.
She's confused. Oh, because Stephen used to hunt fucking yowies or whatever.
I'm sorry, what?
He fucking loved... I think it helped him after the business with his family.
Is public knowledge. Wow. Well, this is
among
Gina
some
knowledge.
Of the older folks, you know? Some of the younger, you know. It all happened decades ago.
Did he ever get close?
I don't know. When he always used to like hiking, but after, you know, what happened to his family, I think it was kind of like an escape for him, figuratively and literally. Something to do with himself, you know?
Gina, do you believe in Yowies?
Yes.
What about ghosts?
Of course.
Wow, I'm about to make the most unlikely ally. This is insane.
Gina, do you have a hunting license?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Nah, she shakes her head.
Do you have friends in town who do?
What are you looking for?
No, I'm not looking for anything. I've got something
lined
up.
You're not going to shoot a yowie, are you?
No, I'm not shooting. This isn't a yowie. Something else. Some worse. A yowie, as far as I understand it, they're kind of a Bigfoot, Sasquatch, whatever you want to call it. They're wild animals. They're not really villainous in the same way that you could say a fox or a bear or a shark is villainous. Mm. No, this is if a shark killed not for food but for pleasure, for the joy of it. What's plaguing and affecting your town? The thing that I am hunting, the thing that Shelley is telling that knows I'm hunting it, it's something more. And frankly, I'm worried for your safety, Gina.
Don't worry about me, love. I can look after myself. Plus, she gestures to her dog, Marty. I've got Marty over here. Marty remains a good boy.
Good to know.
Gina, I didn't end up in the hospital because of a mining accident. I walked into a trap set by this creature.
What is it?
I'm not entirely sure. It's being called the Patchwork Man or the Man of Medicine. It is a horrific creature that takes body parts from people and leaves no trace of trauma. It killed Jude Carroll. It killed Stephen's family. And I think it eventually caught Stephen, too.
I'm not letting her know that I know where Stephen's body is, because that's a conversation for later.
Okay.
It attacked Shelley Smith, and it's been attacking your town since those gold fields were first put together. It's been here since the first white settlement appeared in this land. I think I pissed it off. And I think it's going to come looking for me, which may mean it'll come to this hotel, which may mean you are in trouble. If you have friends with weapons or somewhere you can hold up, then I suspect you should go there and lie low.
All right. I'm going out, she says. She stands up. You were in the main office of the motel. She gets up. And you can see she like pats her hair as if she was going to take her hair off, but then stops herself. And she says, I'm going to go see who I can speak to, see if I can rustle something up. You can stay here if you want. Marty will look after you. I'll be right back.
You should take Marty.
No. Don't worry about me.
No.
Look after myself.
I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about Marty. He's a very good boy. I would hate to see something happen to such a good boy.
Marty is going with Gina.
And Gina, thank you.
Don't worry about it. Until then, if you go around the back, there's a kitchen there. There's knives, she says.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorting out some tools of my own. Gina, before you go, is this place insured?
Yeah.
Good to know, just in case it comes here and damages the property while looking for me.
Of course.
In my head, oh, I have to set the hotel on fire.